practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and truth on this Lord's Day. And I do trust and pray that you will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church with others of like precious faith so that you can be built up in the faith, so that you can hear the Word of God, and so that you will be able to glorify God through your presence in church. Today, we're going to begin with an old hymn of the faith entitled, Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken.
Things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken, formed thee for his own abode. On the rock of ages founded, what can shake thy sure repose? With salvation's walls surrounded, thou mayest smile at all thy foes. Eternal love, well supply thy sons and daughters, and all fear of want remove. Who can faint when such a river ever flows, their thirst will swage? Grace which like the Lord the giver never fails from age to age. Each habitation hovering, see the cloud and fire appear. For a glory and a covering, showing that the Lord is near. Thus deriving from their banner, light by night and shade by day, safe they feed upon the manna which he gives them when they pray. Savior, if of Zion city I through grace a member am, let the world deride or pity, I will glory in thy name. The worldling's pleasure, all his boasted pomp and show, solid joys and lasting treasure, none but Zion's children know.
Solid joys,
lasting treasure, none but Zion's children know.
Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, no matter where you might be listening. I know that mainly we are on radio stations here in central Pennsylvania, but we are also on the internet around the world, and from time to time we hear from many people around the world and across the United States of America who say they listen to the broadcast, and we're very, very thankful for that. But wherever you are right now, we certainly do thank the Lord for the opportunity that we have to fellowship with you around the radio. And I do trust that you're going to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. And if you are here in the Altoona area, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service is at 6 o'clock tonight. And, of course, when you come to the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, you can expect to hear the Word of God preached and taught. That's what we believe in. And we are a church that is centered on the Word of God. And we want to proclaim the Word of God, and we attempt to do everything that we can to live the Word of God. And so we would invite you to visit us. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. I might say that we always have a midweek service, and of course that is Wednesday at 6:30. We meet with the children and youth, and then at 7 o'clock at night we meet for prayer meeting and Bible study. And what a great time of fellowship it is for us to be able to get together in the midweek. I want to mention that coming up in just a couple of weeks is going to be our Daily Vacation Bible School. That will run July the 10th through the 14th. July the 10th through the 14th from 6 o'clock until 8:45 in the evening, and there will be classes for all ages. The children and youth will be studying Kingdom Conquest, and then the adults will be studying a subject that I will be teaching entitled Our Spiritual Warfare, God's Victorious Armor. And I would encourage you to come on out and be a part of that. There is a dinner provided for those who come, and there's transportation available. And if you would like to come to Vacation Bible School or learn more about VBS or would like to get here but you don't have a way, give us a call at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can go to our website at www.fbcaltoona.org. Certainly, we'd love to have you come out and bring the entire family to Daily Vacation Bible School. Remember, July the 10th through the 14th, and that will be from 6 o'clock until 8:45, classes for all ages here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania. Now, our greatest desire is for you to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Do you? If you would have died last night, would you be in heaven today? Are you certain of that? Or do you know that if you would have died last night, you would not be in heaven, you would be in hell? Well, beloved, we talk about a lot of things on this program, and we've been doing this for many, many years. And as you hear me say every Sunday morning, if you are a regular listener, the purpose for doing this broadcast is that we all might prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth in a good, solid, Bible-believing church. But do you know Jesus Christ as Savior? If you do, I rejoice. If you don't, I would encourage you to trust Christ as your Savior today. You hear me make a phrase from time to time that I want to make again or state again, and I want you to listen to this. The Bible says, all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. I ask you, can you find a time where, having realized that you were a sinner and that Jesus Christ is the Savior, that you called upon Him and asked Him to save you and give you the forgiveness of sins and eternal life? If you have, I rejoice with you. But if you haven't, I would encourage you to do so right now. And then contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We have some information that we would like to send to you that will enable you to get started right in your Christian life. You can call us at 814-944-2894, or you can write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. We would love to be able to help you to grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. So if you make the decision right now to trust Christ as Savior, to call upon Him and ask Him to save you, let us know and we'll send you this information free of charge that you might be able to get started right in your Christian life. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to be on radio and the internet across central Pennsylvania and around the world. And Father, you know everyone who is under the sound of my voice right now. You know their spiritual needs. I pray for those who have not yet trusted your Son as their personal Savior, that today they would call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. And then for those who are believers, I pray that you encourage them. Father, there are many Christians who, for one reason or another, have gotten away from the church over these last years. It is my prayer that through the compulsion of your Holy Spirit, that they will come back to church. They will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church and obey your word and not forsaking the assembling of themselves together, that they might be built up in the faith, that they might worship you in spirit and in truth along with other believers, and that you might be glorified. Father, I pray that you'll take the program now and use it for your honor and glory, and we'll give you the praise for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's listen to a praise medley by the piano and organ. I think these songs will be a blessing to your heart this morning. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 2, and I would like to read verses 8, 9, and 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10, where the Word of God says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. And now before I deliver the fourth part in our series entitled God's Wonderful Word, let's listen to a hymn that was written by Dr. Al Smith, a dear friend of mine. The hymn is called, I Give You Freedom.
I set the boundaries of the ocean vast, carved out the mountains from the distant past. I molded a man from the miry clay, breathed in him life, but he went astray. I hold the waters in my mighty hands, spread out the heavens with a single span, make all creation tremble at my voice. But my own sons come to me by choice. I own the cattle on a thousand hills. I write the music for the whippoorwill. Control the planets with their rocks and rills, but give you freedom to use your own will.
The shepherd's call. I could demand your love, I own you twice, but only willing love is worth the price.
I own the cattle on a thousand hills. I write the music for the whippoorwill. Control the planets with their rocks and rails, but give you freedom to use your own will.
And if you want me to, I'll make you more. Even if you say so,
I'll
never force you, for I love you so. I give you freedom. Is it yes or no? I give you freedom. Is it yes or no?
I give you freedom. Is it yes or no?
What a joy it is to know that through faith in Jesus Christ, we have freedom from sin and freedom to serve the Lord. Well, we've been involved in a study entitled God's Wonderful Word. As a matter of fact, this is the fourth segment in our study. And somebody might say, well, why are you spending so much time in this study? Well, we do so because God's Word is true. God's Word makes a difference in the lives of those who believe it. And yet we are living in a day and age where it appears as though God's Word is being forsaken. Back in 1962 and 63, the Word of God was taken out of our public schools. And since that time, we find that there has been a diminishing of the Word of God in the lives of people. Even Christians many times today do not read and study the Word of God. As a matter of fact, many churches today do not focus on the Word of God. Their ministry is not centered around the Word of God. It's centered around other things that may be good, but not the Word of God. In many cases, whether we're talking about individuals or ministries or churches, the Word of God is just sort of a peripheral thing, when in all reality, it needs to be the central thing. This past week here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we had the opportunity of partnering along with the Beacon of Truth of putting together 21,845 copies of the Book of Romans to send to the land of Honduras. And we did that because we believe that when the Word of God is read, it brings people to faith in Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 says that, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." So we have been looking at this series, God's Wonderful Word. So far we've studied what God's Word is. It is the very expression of God's nature, expectations, plans, and glory. Then we have had the opportunity of looking at what God's Word does. It brings salvation. It equips us for service. It truly brings faithful spiritual growth into our lives, and it brings discernment into our hearts when we study the Word of God. Today, I want us to focus on some practical thoughts about the Word of God. And I want you to think about these practical thoughts as I share them with you, and you might want to mark the verses of Scripture that I'm going to be using in your own copy of the Word of God if you can follow along. First of all, we must keep in mind that God's Word is sure and effective. Remember that. God's Word is sure and effective. Back in the book of Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 11, God says this, and therefore this is authority. He says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it." You see, what God's word says is true, and everything that God says in his word he will do, he will do. For instance, just on the simple side of the issue, the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Can the person believe that? Absolutely. No matter who the individual is, no matter what their background is, if they call upon the name of the Lord and ask the Lord to save them, he will save them, because God says, "My word goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that which I please." We can believe the word of God. On the other hand, when the Bible says that those who do not trust Jesus Christ as Savior are condemned to an eternal separation from God in hell, in the lake of fire, can we believe that? Absolutely, we can believe that as well. Because everything that is written in the Bible from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation chapter 22:21 is going to come into fruition. God's word is true. And again, I read this verse for you, Isaiah 55:11. God says, and God is not a liar, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." And so you see, we can take heed to the word of God. We can believe the word of God because the word of God is true. Then another practical thought to take into consideration is that God's Word bears fruit in our lives. God's Word bears fruit in our lives. We go back to the book of Psalms and read Psalm 1, verses 1, 2, and 3, where it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord," that would be the word of God, "and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." What is that teaching us? Well, it is teaching us that when you and I, as Christians, delight in the word of God, when we meditate upon the Word of God, that means we focus on it, we think it through, we digest it, we get to know what it says, we put it into practice, then we are going to be what God wants us to be, like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. You know, there are a lot of Christians who, well, I've had them actually come to me and say, "Pastor Gary, why is it that I am not bearing fruit for the Lord? Why is it that other people seemingly have great ministries and opportunities, and I really don't have too many ministries or opportunities in serving the Lord?" Well, the answer is, they're not in the Word of God. When you and I are in the Word of God, God's Word works in such a way in our lives that gives us the opportunity to bear fruit, just like that tree that is planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. Verse 3 in Psalm 1 goes on to say, "His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." And that is quite a promise, because basically that teaches us that when we are in the Word of God, and when we meditate upon the Word of God, and when we obey the Word of God, that those things that we would do for the Lord in our Christian life, we will find prosperity. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to become a millionaire, but it means that the ministry that we are involved with, the service that we produce for the Lord, will prosper according to God's plan. Because remember, as we studied from Isaiah 55 and verse 11, His word does not return unto Him void. Let me ask you this morning, how much time do you spend in the Bible reading it? How much time do you spend in the Bible studying it? And then, how much time do you focus on obeying the Word of God in your life day by day? Those who are in the Word of God and meditate upon the Word of God and obey the Word of God will be those who are blessed by God and will be used by God. God's Word is truth, and it effectually works in the lives of those of us who believe it. Spend time in God's Word and watch what God's Word will do in and through your life in, number one, either bringing you to Christ, or secondly, equipping you to serve Christ. I want to thank you so very much for being with us by the radio today. I do trust and pray that you'll go to church this morning. And until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why we say, amen. The best is yet to come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.